One of the most fun days of the year for Wisconsin sports fans arrives tomorrow, opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers. Kristen Yelich, Brandon Woodruff, and the rest of the crew will take on the Minnesota Twins at American Family Field, formerly known as Miller Park. Because of the pandemic, it's going to be a different opening day than we're used to. For one thing, fewer fans in attendance, and if you're actually going to the game or any Brewer home game until further notice, there are several new policies you'll need to follow. Megan Hart is Wisconsin Public Radio's sports reporter. Megan, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, in many ways, last year was a strange year, Megan, including for baseball, just a 60-game season, no fans. How are you feeling as a sports reporter and fan about the return of real big league baseball regular season play?
I'm really excited. I have to say baseball is my favorite sport. And last season, I was so happy to have baseball as an outlet during the pandemic. It was a very difficult year, but it was such a short season. And I think part of the beauty of Major League Baseball is the grind of the regular season. So I'm excited to have that back. And I just hope everything goes well and everyone stays safe.
And with that in mind, what are we hearing from the Brewers organization about how they're going to have people in the stands and maintain some safety?
Yeah, so the game tomorrow, they are going to be at 25% capacity with fans. So that's somewhere between 11 and 12,000 people. And tomorrow's game is sold out. The team actually submitted a 500-page document to the Milwaukee Health Department with their safety plan. So they do have a lot in place. Everything in the stadium is going to be cashless. There are no bags allowed to kind of prevent people from having to stick their hands in and search a bunch of spectators' bags. And the team is encouraging fans to download the MLB Ballpark app. They can get their tickets scanned on there. They can even order food for a contactless pickup on the app. So there will be a lot of changes. I think one of the big ones that we'll be able to see on TV is that fans are going to sit sort of in pods with their family or the people they came with. So they'll be able to spread out and socially distance, and masks will be required. So yeah, definitely going to be a different opening day.
Has the team said anything about what the reduced capacity is going to mean for revenue? Obviously one quarter of the people, I'm assuming, means about one quarter of the cash.
Right. Rick Schlesinger is the team's president of business operations. And when he spoke to the media last week, he said he wouldn't give any specifics on revenue losses for this year or for last season when there were no fans at all. But he has said before that the Brewers earn most of their money from the gate and from concession sales and merchandise sales at the stadium. So it is a challenge for small market teams. But I think some good news is that the team was able to bring back almost 900 part-time employees. So it might be still some tough times for the Brewers, but I think it'll help a lot of people in the Milwaukee area.
Now, you went over the guidelines inside the stadium for health behaviors. How about the tailgating?
You know, tailgating, it's such a unique culture for Milwaukee baseball. But unfortunately, it's not going to be allowed at the start of the season. The team, because it depends so much on revenue coming in from fans being able to attend, I don't think they want to do anything to jeopardize the ability to have at least 25%. Capacity at their games. And another thing that Rick Schlesinger had said was that it's just hard to prevent tailgates from growing from four people trying to do it responsibly to 40 people or more. So at least for now, no tailgating. But he said that the Milwaukee Health Department is aware that tailgating is a big part of Brewers culture. So maybe somewhere down the road that'll come back.
Now, this could be an indoor or outdoor game, depending on the dome. Have they said anything about their dome policies and how much they're going to try to keep them open?
They are going to try to keep the dome open as much as possible because, of course, it is much safer for people to gather outside during the pandemic. But tomorrow, the dome will be closed. It's going to be a very chilly opening day a high of 36 in Milwaukee.
Now, these are policies for now. Are there any indications of when the Brewers and other teams, for that matter, will look back and revise and come to the health department and say, hey, can we bring that up to 35% or 50% or whatever?
Yeah, so the Brewers originally asked for 35% capacity, and the Milwaukee Health Department came back to them, and they agreed on 25%. That's another area where Schlesinger said that he made it clear to the Milwaukee Health Department. He made sure that they knew there's a Cubs series coming up in mid-April, and it's always good to have as many Brewers fans as possible to cheer against the Cubs. So he seems hopeful that they'll be able to increase that capacity. Of course, it really kind of depends what's going on with the virus. Milwaukee sets those policies based on its own gating criteria, and Wisconsin is progressing with its vaccine campaign, which I think is very helpful for professional sports. But at the same time, I was on the Milwaukee County's press briefing yesterday, and Ben Weston, who is their director of their Office of Emergency Management, he said that positive COVID tests in the Milwaukee area were up 45% week over week. So he encouraged people to still take lots of precautions. And I think really what happens with the Brewers and the Bucks and their fan policies will kind of depend on how the virus is trending in the area.
And Megan, we should at least take a minute or so to talk about what's going to happen on the field. What are the Brewers looking like as they want to get into it yet another postseason? I think this would be four straight. How are they looking coming out of spring training?
Yeah, you know, it's the NL Central, I think, is going to be very competitive this year. The Cardinals are going to be very good. And of course, the Cubs will also be competitive. So, I think it'll be a fun season. Brandon Woodruff is going to be the starting pitcher tomorrow. And last season, pitching and defense seemed to win a lot of games for the Brewers. So I think the real question is whether their offense will rebound and Christian Yelich will come back and have a better year. And they can make a run for the wild card or even the division.
Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio sports reporter based in Green Bay. We talked to her about what fans can expect at tomorrow's Milwaukee Brewers home opener against the Minnesota Twins. Among the changes, no tailgating, wear that mask, order your concessions through an app, and only about 12,000 fans in attendance. First pitch is at 1:10.